This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission has fined John Hickenlooper $2,750 for violating a ban on gifts while he served as governor. Commissioners ruled last week that Hickenlooper accepted perks during two trips that he should have paid for. They decided not to levy additional punishment for his refusing to attend the first day of his virtual hearing despite a subpoena. Hickenlooper is now a Democratic candidate for Senate. A police reform bill is headed to the governor's desk. It's sponsored by Democrats, but passed with bipartisan support. It bans chokeholds and requires all police departments to use body cameras. The bill also mandates more transparency when police use force and limits the use of non-lethal weapons on to control crowds. The bill was introduced in response to ongoing protests against racism and police violence. Governor Polis has indicated he will sign it. A mural that reads, "Black Lives Matter, Remember This Time," is on the street in front of the state capitol. Denver asked local artist Audrey Norris to design it.
And then I transformed the idea because they just wanted Black Lives Matter, and I felt that this was an opportunity, especially as a black woman in this city, to do something that was significantly more meaningful than just copying DC and putting a Colorado spin.
Members of the community helped to paint the mural. 86 in Denver, 77 in Vail, 93 in Pueblo, mostly clear along the Front Range overnight, partly cloudy on the western slope. This is CPR News.